word to word, Devananda, Bhavayata, having come. Anena, by this sacrifice, te, those, Deva, demigods, Bhavayantu, will please, were you, Parasparam, mutually, Bhavayantaha, pleasing one another, Shreya, benediction, Param, the supreme, Avapsyatha, you'll achieve. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. The demigods, being pleased by sacrifices, will also please you. And thus, by cooperation between men and demigods, prosperity will reign for all. Purport. The demigods are empowered administrators of material affairs. The supply of air, light and water and all other benedictions for maintaining the body and soul of every living entity is entrusted to the demigods, who are innumerable assistants in different parts of the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Their pleasures and displeasures are dependent on the performance of yajñas by the human being. Some of the yajñas are meant to satisfy particular demigods, but even in so doing, Lord Vishnu is worshipped in all yajñas as the chief beneficiary. It is stated also in the Bhagavad Gita that Krishna himself is a beneficiary of all kinds of yajñas. Bhuktaram yajña tapasam. Therefore, ultimate satisfaction of the yajñapati is the chief purpose of all yajñas. When these yajñas are perfectly performed, naturally, the demigods in charge of the different departments of supply are pleased, and there is no scarcity in the supply of material products. Performance of yajñas has many side benefits, ultimately leading to liberation from material bondage. With performance of yajñas, all activities become purified, as it is stated in the Vedas, Ahara Shuddhau Sattva Shuddhi Sattva Shuddhau Dhruvat Smriti Smriti Lambhe Sarva Granthinam Vipramokshaha. By performance of yajna, one's eatables become sanctified, and by eating sanctified foodstuffs, one's very existence becomes purified. By the purification of existence, finer tissues in the memory become sanctified, and when memory is sanctified, one can think of the path of liberation. And all these combined together lead to Krishna consciousness, the great necessity of present society. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Hare Krishna. Translation once again. The demigods, being pleased by sacrifices, will also please you, and thus, by cooperation between men and demigods, prosperity will reign for all. So herein, Lord Krishna is explaining to Arjuna his plan behind the creation. The Lord has created the cosmic manifestation and He has placed the demigods in charge of various affairs. And there are 33 crore demigods. Now many people who call themselves Hindus, but few know who are these demigods and what is the role of these demigods, these devatas, etc. It's a detailed science. Many a times, people become frustrated, not understanding why there are so many demigods in our religion. But this truth is revealed in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna explains who are these demigods, what is the role they play. And in this particular verse he says that these demigods or devatas are higher beings who are in charge of various departments in the cosmic manifestation. And we as ordinary human beings have to please these devatas or demigods in order to even live happily within the material world. We have to play the role of cooperation. We have to learn dependence. Because ultimately the living entity is completely dependent. So from the Vedas we understand that actually for even our material well-being, we are completely dependent upon these devatas. So what do? To please them. Then the sacrifices are recommended in the Vedas. When you perform these sacrifices, the demigods will be pleased. And then, all the necessities of your life will be fulfilled. So this is the lesson we have to learn through the performance of these sacrifices. This is the indirect lesson which is taught in the Vedas, that we are dependent on higher powers for our very existence, what to speak of happiness. Just like small children, they are completely dependent upon their parents. That is the position of all living entities also, that we are completely dependent upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. And we are completely dependent upon the system that is created by Him. The system consisting of the various demigods in charge of the various departments of the universe. And slowly but surely, we have to understand that we are dependent, completely dependent for everything upon the system of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the perfection of a living entity is to come to the realization that we are completely 100% dependent upon the mercy of the Lord for everything. Complete dependence. And then, when we come to that understanding, when we come to that realization, that we are completely dependent upon the Supreme Lord for everything, then we are eligible to get out of the material world and enter back into the spiritual kingdom. I was giving the example of a child. Like when I was a child also, I was completely dependent upon my parents. And my mother, she used to beat us up whenever we made some mistakes. Maybe in the Western world today that is not allowed. But at least we appreciate it now that our mother corrected us whenever we did some mistakes. So when my mother used to beat me with a stick, then when she is hitting me, I used to call out her name only. Actually, logically speaking, when someone is hitting you, it doesn't make sense to call out that person's name only, because you need help from some other source. But because we are so much attached to her, when she used to take a stick and hit us, we used to call mummy, mummy. Logically it doesn't make a sense, because she is the person who is hitting us and we are calling her name only. Why that happens? Because even at the subconscious level, the child knows that my only well-wisher And the only dependable object for me is my mother. That is there, even at the subconscious level. She is the only dependable object. She is my only shelter. She is my only protector. So because that is ingrained within the subconscious level, even when the same person hits, her name comes from the mouth. Similarly is the position of a devotee of the Lord. When miseries come upon his life, he understands that Ishvara Paramakrishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. Krishna is the supreme controller. He is the cause of all causes. So when troubles come to a person who is in the path of spiritual life, it is not that the Bhagavad Gita says that once you come to spirituality, all troubles end. No. Troubles won't end on the material platform. Bhagavad Gita teaches us how to transcend the troubles of material existence. Padma Patram Ivambhasa. The lotus leaf is within the water, but it is untouched by water. That is the teaching of the Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita never teaches that once you come to spirituality, once you become a student of the Bhagavad Gita, misery ceases to exist. No, that doesn't happen. Because this material world is dukkhalayam ashashvatam. There has to be miseries, there has to be trouble and trauma. But the Bhagavad Gita teaches us how to use these miseries and use these troubles to uplift ourselves, to transcend ourselves from the material platform, so that ultimately we gain liberation from material existence itself. That is the teaching of the Bhagavad Gita. So a student of the Bhagavad Gita, he understands that when material miseries come upon his life, he knows that the cause behind these tribulations and miseries and difficulties is the Supreme Lord Krishna himself. Because he is the cause of all causes. But yet, just like the small child knows that the person hitting him is his mother, still the small child will call out the name of his mother itself, herself. So similarly, a devotee, a student of the Bhagavad Gita understands that the miseries and the problems that are coming upon my life on the material platform is caused ultimately by the Supreme Lord himself, but at the same time he understands that ultimately my supreme well-wisher, my supreme protector is the Supreme Lord. He is the person who is giving me trouble for my own betterment. Just like the mother, why will she unnecessarily hit the child? She is hitting the child for the child's welfare. And an intelligent child knows that also. And he will try to rectify himself. Similarly, a devotee of the Lord, he understands that whatever miseries or problems he might face within the material world, it is ultimately caused by the Lord. And because he knows that the Supreme Lord is giving me all this trouble for my own welfare, in such miseries, what does he do? He calls out the names of the Lord himself. Just like the small child calls the name of his mother when hit by the mother. Similarly, a devotee calls out the name of the Lord himself when he is in trouble, knowing well that these troubles are caused by the Lord himself. And what is his prayer while calling out the names of the Lord? Oh my Lord, please give me the intelligence and strength to utilize these miseries to gain a higher life of transcendence, a higher life of eternal peace and eternal happiness. Because ultimately, that is the plan of the Supreme Lord. The plan of the Supreme Lord behind the material creation and behind whatever happens in the material cosmos is to help a living entity gain eternal, unending happiness That is our constitutional right. And the Lord is helping us reattain that position of eternal happiness. And that is the reason why He creates various situations in the life of all living entities. But especially in the human form of life, He has given us the intelligence to understand the Shastras by which we can actually make out why these problems are coming into my life and how I can utilize these miseries, these problems or any situation of life to gain an eternal life of happiness. And especially, the Lord has given us the means by which we can call out to Him under all situations of life. He has given us, He has appeared in the form of His holy names. Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. In Kali Yuga, Krishna has appeared as His holy names. This is an incarnation of the Lord. Just like the deity of the Lord has appeared in the form of the deities. Is an incarnation. He is making it convenient for us to worship Him, to serve Him in the form of the deity. So the Lord has appeared in so many forms. When He appears as a deity, He incarnates in stone or wood or other material elements. And when the Lord appears as a holy name, He appears as a sound incarnation. And when the Lord appears as in the form of His deities, He reciprocates with His devotees in various ways. Just like Lord Jagannath. He is one form of the deity of the Lord. And when the Lord appears as Lord Jagannath, He is very merciful. To worship the Lord in the form of Lord Jagannath is very, very easy and simple. But when the Lord appears as in the form of Archavigra of Radha and Krishna, it is a little more elaborate. When the Lord appears as Gauranitai, He makes His worship very simple. And the Lord also appears in the deity form of Shaligram Shila. Just like a stone. And to worship Him in that form is extremely simple. You offer some water, some tulsi leaves and some bhoga. Very simple way of worshipping Shaligram Shila. Just like stone He appears. But when He appears in the form of Shaligram Shila, the way He reciprocates with His devotees is very interesting. To please Him is very simple. Just offer Him some water, some tulsi leaves and some bhoga and He is extremely pleased. But if He fails to do so, He reciprocates by taking offense. And it's an offense, it's a serious offense to not provide even that amount of worship to the Shaligram Shila. That is the way He reciprocates with His devotees. It is mandatory that we have to give Him at least that much. That is the mercy of the Lord also. Similarly, when the Lord appears in the form of sound vibration, the deity of sound vibration, He is extremely merciful. How do you worship the Lord when He appears in the form of sound incarnation? By chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And how do we chant? We chant attentively. Just like when we do deity worship, we are very attentive. We know the Lord is here. And we are very attentive while worshipping the deity, while offering Him bhoga, while offering Him aarti and so many ingredients. So similarly, when we worship the Lord in the form of sound incarnation, we are extremely attentive. Because He is the Lord Himself who has appeared in the form of sound vibration. And the Lord is so merciful in this form of sound incarnation that He is pleased simply by chanting His holy names attentively. That is sufficient. Nothing more is required. When the Lord appears in the form of deity, any other form of deity, stone or wood or any other form of deity, there are at least certain things we have to do to please Him, to satisfy Him. But when the Lord appears in the form of sound, as His holy names, He is extremely merciful. And to please Him, to satisfy Him, is extremely easy. The only thing we have to do is simply be attentive while chanting His holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And simply if we do that, He is so kind and is so merciful that He satisfies all the desires of the heart. Kalo dosha nidhe rajan asti eko mahan guna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sanga param vrajet. Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. So many troubles, so many tribulations, so much misery is in the world. Padam padam yad vipadam natesham. Everywhere there is danger. A difficult age we are living in. But the Lord is so merciful. He has made the process of pleasing Him and satisfying Him very, very simple. All we have to do is chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra attentively. And the Lord is so pleased that everything will happen in due course of time. So, that is the best process of performing yajna also. Here Krishna is describing the various processes of yajnas to please the various demigods for the purpose of ultimately satisfying Lord Vishnu. But the easiest process of performing yajna and satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead is by doing the Sankirtan yajna of chanting the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ramo, Hare Ramo, Ramo Ramo, Hare. Thank you very much. Any questions? Yes. There are various ways of answering this question of yours. I would like to answer it in a particular way. That just like, you know, in deity worship, we make ourselves aware. Awareness is required before we enter the altar of the Lord. That actually, here is Krishna Himself who has appeared in the form of His deity. And because the Supreme Lord Himself has appeared in the form of His deity, I have to be extremely grateful, first of all, the Lord has appeared Himself. And I have to be attentive while worshipping Him. And I should be aware of what will please Him and what will displease Him. So there are so many rules and regulations of deity worship. Why these rules and regulations are given? These rules and regulations give us an understanding of what gives pleasure to the Lord and what displeases the Lord. Because we are interested in giving pleasure to the Lord. So we become aware of all these things when we go for deity worship. That I am going to be serving the Supreme Lord directly, and because I am going to serve the Supreme Lord directly, I should be aware of what will please Him, what will displease Him. Similarly, when we are sitting to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we should understand that we are doing another kind of deity worship. We are worshipping the Supreme Lord who has appeared in the form of sound vibrations. And we have to be grateful. Oh, the Supreme Lord has appeared. He is so kind, He is so merciful that He has appeared now to accept my service. What a privilege. And we should be know that what will please him and what will displease him. And so one should be aware of the 10 offenses against the holy names of the Lord. These 10 offenses are the items which give displeasure to the Supreme Lord who has appeared in the form of his holy names. So throughout the day, we should prepare our consciousness by avoiding these 10 offenses, knowing that I have to lead my life throughout the day in such a way that when I sit to chant the holy names of the Lord will be pleased by my utterance of his holy names. Just like before one enters the altar for doing deity worship, there are so many other procedures. One cannot enter straight away. One has to take a bath, and there are so many procedures. One has to lead a pure life. It is not that someone who is addicted to taking intoxicants, one who is addicted to meat eating and other bad habits can come and worship the deity. No. One has to be pure, and then additionally one has to ensure external purity by taking a bath, and then one is ready to enter the altar to worship the Lord in the form of his deities. So similarly, the Lord has appeared in the form of his holy names, and so that we can worship him properly in the form when he appears as sound incarnation, we have to be preparing ourselves throughout the day by avoiding those activities which gives displeasure to the Supreme Lord. And then one has to lead a pure life, and the consciousness should be that I have to prepare myself so that when I am worshipping the Lord in the form of sound incarnation, the Lord will be pleased and satisfied with my service. So chanting of the holy names of the Lord is not a simply 2-hour activity. The preparation for that activity is going on for the rest of the day. And when our attitude and activities throughout the rest of the day is conducive and we are preparing ourselves properly, then the Supreme Lord will help us when we are chanting, and he'll help us to chant his holy names more attentively. So actually, in one sense, it is that desire to worship the deity properly that gives satisfaction to the form, to the Lord when he appears in the form of his deities. That attitude of the devotee, that I should please the Supreme Lord. That attitude and desire to please the Supreme Lord is what pleases the Lord. Krishna is bhavagrahi. He sees our aspiration. So similarly, our desire to chant the holy names in such a way as to please the Supreme Lord when he appears in the form of sound vibration is extremely pleasing to the Lord. So a devotee who is constantly working and thinking and meditating and cultivating a desire of how to please the Supreme Lord who has appeared in the form of sound vibration, such a devotee, when he actually chants Hare Krishna Mantra, that utterance of the holy names is extremely pleasing to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ultimately, it is the attitude that the Supreme Lord is looking. Okay, thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.